Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there is a real difference between a business person and a person that has ownership, but they really have a job because they really don't understand business. It's important to understand what you are trying to accomplish while you are in business. And there is only one direction that you want to go when you are in business, and that's about making a profit. That's why you are in business. Everything else, as I've said before and many, many times, is a motivation. You want to change the world. You want to be your own boss. You want to hire people. Whatever it happens to be, there could be thousands of reasons, but you need to be in business. And when people get into business, what they're always doing is they're always chasing volume. How can I do more business? How can I do more business? How can I sell more? How can I add product lines? How can I add salespeople? But adding things does not always add up to profit. Profit doesn't always come from adding more sales volume. If you're doing $1 million a year and you're making a little profit, you're taking home a $100,000 paycheck, and you think, gee, you know, it would really be great to do more business. And you turn around and you grow your business and you're up to $1.25 million. And you say, wait a minute, what happened? Why didn't I make money? Well, you didn't make money because you were right in the no profit zone. You had to add a person. You had to add a truck. You had to add a piece of equipment. You had to expand your building. You had to do whatever was necessary to absolutely support that $1.25 million. And that doesn't mean that you were profitable. So when you are chasing volume, when you are saying, this is where I want to be, you need to know exactly how much business you need to do to make the exact profit that you want to make. And when you state that volume, I want to do $5 million. Well, okay, what does that mean? You can't just say, I want to do $5 million. Here's how much the average salesperson sells. Here is the business that's coming in. Here's what we need to do to support that sale. Here's how we need to update our computer system and our software system. Here's how we have to add delivery services. What does it really take to do that business? And then you have to make sure that you have a plan that you're going to reach that volume, that you're going to provide the services necessary to support the amount of volume that you created. So another mistake that people always make is they will sell things at a very low margin to create volume. Now, there are times that that does work. You know that there are some low-price leaders like Aldi Supermarket or maybe Walmart or maybe buying something on Amazon. But for the average entrepreneur family-type business, if you cut your margin so close, so thin, chances are you're going to have a problem because you're not going to be able to support the business. So not only do you need to understand how to get to the volume that you need, not only do you need to understand what services coworkers, employees you're going to need to be there, but you also need to understand exactly what it means to make a profit. How much margin, how much percentage of profit do we really need to survive? What is it going to take to pay the bills and pay us what we want to make as an income? It takes some real thought, and what you do is you model it after what you know, and you model it after what other people are doing. You look at what the competition is doing. You go on the internet, you do some research, you see what the business that your size and your particular product, what's the average amount that they do? What does the company your size in your business, what do they pay their employees? What's the average? I mean, there's so much information available to you that's going to help you make a profit. But if you're not researching that information, if you're not thinking about it, if you're not understanding what you need to do, then there is just no way you're going to get there. You can no longer wing it. You can't just say, I'm going into business and I will make a profit. There is too much competition today. That's one of the things that this open business society that we have has created. It's the easiest time in the world to get into business. So you're up against a lot of competition that just went into business. They may not be there in 6 months. They may not be there in a year or 2 years or 5 years. But they are there, and we have to compete, and we have to understand what they're doing, and we have to work really hard and really smart. Working hard is one thing, but working smart is something else. So just keep in mind, profit doesn't always come with more sales volume. Sometimes when you're doing more sales volume, it actually costs you money. Know where you are. Know what you want to accomplish. Know what it takes. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.